Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. With the fall sports season wrapped up and the winter sports season about to begin, the next two shows will preview the boys and girls basketball teams for Bradshaw Mountain and Prescott. This week's show places the spotlight on the Bradshaw Mountain teams, beginning with the boys basketball squad that is looking to not only make it back to the Final Four, but advance to play for a championship. Last year's team, the first under head coach Kane Atkinson, was one of the best in school history. The Bears last season went 17-1 overall and 11-1 in the region, winning the Grand Canyon region for the second time in 3 years. After losing barely to St. Mary's in the open state playoffs, the Bears rolled off wins against Coconino and Cactus, that Cactus game being by 1 point, to reach the semifinal against the Peoria Panthers. It was the first Final Four appearance for the program in nearly 3 decades. Their season came to an end against the eventual champion Panthers. The Bears are returning their top scorer, Mason Hunt, for his senior season after averaging 13.3 points a game. But they lost 4 other players who started most of the team's games. That provides players who were juniors and sophomores last year more opportunities to make their own mark. Joining the show to continue looking ahead to the Bradshaw Mountain boys basketball season is head coach of the team, Kane Atkinson. Kane, how are you?
I'm good, Torrance. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just looking ahead to the basketball season. How's practice been going as you guys get ready?
Practices have been pretty good. We've been practicing. I mean, honestly, we've been practicing since last season. So I think that now just kind of understanding how we should be practicing, the toughness that we get through good practice. So I think that in the last couple of weeks, practices have been a lot better. But I think that that's an issue of our program is us learning how we need to practice.
So you're entering your second season as head coach. How are some ways preparing for this season is different from last season? Obviously a little bit more time being one of them.
Right. Just a new group of kids. You know, we lost, you know, 4 of our 5 starters. A lot of the kids that we have returning, you know, either maybe was on the varsity roster, didn't really get a lot of playing time. Just trying to figure out new kids, trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, so I think that the expectations are still there from last year. But, you know, I think that this year's team, their process of figuring out what needs to be done in practice is happening a little bit slower than I would like it to happen. But I think every day we're still getting better, but we still have a ways to go.
Gotcha. So going forward a little bit more on that, last year Bradshaw made it to the Final Four. As you mentioned, most of the starting lineup has graduated. But what does that experience provide to the returners of the team?
Well, you'd think that it would just let them know that this is the expectation, that we're trying to win championships, we're trying to make a run in playoffs, that we can't be satisfied. And that's kind of something that I honestly have been pretty frustrated with this year's team is just, I just think that we're complacent. You know, I think at times where we're not always practicing and preparing the way that we need to practice and to prepare. There's going to be a lot of good teams that we face. And at times I've had to get on them just because I feel like we aren't preparing the way that I feel like we need to be preparing. So that's kind of been a learning curve. You'd think with the success that we had last year that some of our excuses, maybe we wouldn't have so many excuses. Right now we're just trying to figure out our identity and just how to become tougher and, you know, how to practice that's going to help us in game situations.
Gotcha. What style of play do you want to see from the Bears this season?
As always, toughness. You know, I think that was something that really set us apart last year was our toughness. I also felt like we were very well prepared. Each team had a different game plan. We went into different games with different game plans. I feel like our guys did a really good job of executing and buying into those game plans. So nothing changes. We're still going to be very well prepared. Us coaches here at Bradshaw are going to work our tails off to make sure that our guys are, you know what to expect, and to put them in a position to be successful. So yeah, nothing changed. We just want to be a tough team. We're going to try to defend. We got to limit our turnovers. We got to be able to rebound. But yeah, hopefully we play tough style of basketball.
Awesome. And, you know, we've talked about this through this interview, but just to kind of put a bow on it, what needs to happen in order for the Bears to not only get back to the Final Four, but to the championship game and maybe even a state title?
We got to buy in. I think that we like to feel comfortable, and that's something that we've been on our guys, honestly, since we started with this new group, is we like to be comfortable. And we know that when we play good teams like Prescott, Deer Valley, Dysart, teams like that, that they're not going to allow us to just be as comfortable as we want to be. And I think that us trying to get outside of our comfort zones, really stepping up in practice, making it as uncomfortable as possible, I think that that's going to help us, hopefully, to achieve our goals. But yeah, we gotta become a lot tougher, and we gotta buy in a little bit more than what we are right now.
Perfect. Kane, thanks so much for joining the show. Good luck, and I look forward to talking to you again as the season goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Appreciate you having me.
The Bears began the season on Tuesday night in winning fashion, beating Seton Catholic Prep 58-50 at home. They next play in the 2023 Boys Basketball East Valley Thanksgiving Classic against Tuba City on Friday at Valley Christian High School. After that, they have road games against Dysart and Williams Field before playing their first home game against Greenway on December 1st at 7 p.m. We'll preview the girls' team in just a second, but first, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. The cold temperatures are here, so give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready as the temperatures continue to drop. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Let's take a look at the Bradshaw Mountain girls basketball team. The girls basketball team has a new coach as Brad Clifford is taking over. He inherits a team that went 8-10 overall last season and 7-5 in the region, finishing fourth in the Grand Canyon region and missing the playoffs for the third time in four seasons. However, most of last year's team is coming back with another year of experience. This includes two of the top four scorers from last season: Giselle Serrano, who averaged 9.6 points per game, and Kaylee Smith, who averaged 6.2 points per game and led the team with 6.7 rebounds per game. Junior Kendra Logan also played in 28 games for the Bears and averaged 3.8 points. Joining the show to continue looking ahead to the Bradshaw Mountain girls basketball season is the new head coach of the team, Brad Clifford. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So first things first, how excited are you to be taking over the program, and tell me how it came to be?
Well, I tell you what, I'm very excited. It's kind of a roundabout way to get back into the game. You know, I was a college coach there for 30 years and took over the athletic director position at Yavapai College, and so I gave up the coaching position, and so it's always, that itch has always been there, and then this opportunity came open, and I applied for it, and I'm excited. I'm excited about the girls that I have to, you know, are playing under me, and we're learning a lot. I'm learning a lot, and it's fun. We open with our feet on the floor running, and we're not going to look back.
So how has practice been going to get ready for the season? What has that process been like, getting to know your players?
You know, I'm still getting to know them. I have not had a full team on the floor since August. Of course, I have a number of the girls that played volleyball. I've had some injuries. And so I really haven't had a full 15, you know, person squad on the floor at one time. So I'm still getting to know them. This tournament we're going to early is going to be a learning process for me, especially as it knowing personnel. And so I know we've got some good girls that are playing volleyball that are joining us here right now. And so they haven't been with us in the fall. I know we've got some key injuries to a couple girls, but you know, regardless, I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about the prospects with the girls, at least of what I've seen.
Awesome. So, you know, a majority of the players from last year are back for this season. What will that provide to have a group of players that has experience, especially for you as the first year coaching the team?
Well, that's obviously going to be huge for me. And I turn to them all the time and say, okay, what do we do here? What do you guys do on trips? What's the dress like? What are we doing? So it's good to have somebody that's been there, you know, for a while. And again, you know, coaching college and coaching high school are two different things. And so I'm just getting to learn the high school game and what I can do as a coach and what I can't do. And so it's been huge. We've got two great captains, Maddie Barden and Giselle Serrano. Giselle's been playing volleyball, so I haven't had her out there too long. But they're our varsity returners, and they bring a lot of experience. So I'm really excited about them. And we've got some key players that have been here a while, been here, you know, playing for a couple of years. And then we got some freshmen that some sophomores that are going to learn and get a lot of playing time as well. So, but the senior leadership is key. It's key in any level with sports or athletics in general.
So what style of play can fans expect to see from the Bears this season?
Well, you know, we're trying to figure it out. I got to be honest with you. We've been playing with some things. We're going to obviously play solid defense. That's a given. And the kids have bought into that. We're going to try to run when we can. That's going to be our first option, obviously, off a rebound. Otherwise, we're going to get into our motion offense. I'm big on letting the kids learn as they go. And so I don't want to hinder their creativity, but at the same time, I want to take good shots. I want to take, you know, an open shot is not necessarily a good shot. We want to pound it inside because our strength, I think, is in our inside game. So it's going to be not a slow down game. We want to get up and down the floor, but we want to take good shots and not turn the ball over, obviously.
And then what needs to happen in order for the Bears to get to the playoffs and maybe win it all?
Well, I tell you, first of all, is getting everybody out on the floor.
Yeah.
Once we do that, then we can figure it out. But I think our goal is to get better every game. You know, I don't want to be playing our best basketball here in November. I don't even want to be playing our best basketball in December. We've got to get better every game and every month and every week and every month. And then by January, we should start peaking, you know, getting to play our best basketball. So that's what I'm looking for. I don't set, and I told the girls this, I don't set, you know, goals that are not attainable. And I don't know if it's attainable for us to win it all. I mean, I hope it is. But we want to set our goal as getting better every game. And by the end of the regular season, if we're getting better every game, then I think we're going to get into the playoffs. And then who knows what happens in the playoffs? You know, Katie bar the door and let's see what goes on. So my goals and our goals are to get better every game.
All right, Brad, thanks for joining the show. Good luck. And I look forward to talking again as the season goes on.
Well, I appreciate the time, and you know, go Lady Bears.
The Bears are starting the season in the third annual Feast Mode Thanksgiving Tournament this week and play their first home game against Dysart on November 28th at 7 p.m. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here next week as we preview the Prescott High School boys and girls basketball teams.